New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is happening today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Nebraska, Bill?
Dirt. He's on the dirt. He is set up with Bert Lingenfelder. He is driving a combine today. He is combining corn today. Shindy is helping with harvest. But Bert set up a laptop in the cab, and he can do his banking from there.
Nice.
And so, if you want to reach out to him, Steve will just if you go into the bank, then okay. they'll live stream you into Steve.
Oh God!
Just go into the bank, and they'll actually let you sit at Steve's desk, and then Shindy will be. You have to talk loud because of the combine's going
naturally
at the same time.
The whirring.
Yeah. And so he's. He'll be out there, like I said. So he's driving.
He's at his desk.
Yeah, he sits at his desk, and then he can get to talk to Steve and do your banking. Cause he still goes to the bank, take care of the people. But he's out there. Yeah, he's in the dirt. He's out there. He's stirring up some dust, and he's combining corn today for Bert Lingenfelter.
I think the fun thing would be to go in and sit at his desk.
Go sit at his desk, and then all of a sudden, whoop, screen pops up, whoop, and there's Shindy. He's driving a combine, talking to you about what loan you need.
Hi, Steve. Yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
And hey, Roger, how you doing? Yeah.
What do we got to do?
Speak up. I can't hear you.
That'd be awesome.
He has a sandwich from Trevor in his mouth.
Yes. Naturally. Trevor will stop
pulled
by.
Pork.
Yes. Pulled pork. Some smoked wings.
some barbecue sauce on his lip.
Yeah. He got his shirt, too.
Look at Shindy.
Yeah.
Regal.
So he'll be in his full gear.
That's a great day for Shindy. Yeah. And you know what? It is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great week. Corn's going out.
The weather's been fine for you.
I'm okay with it again now because of the coolness at night.
Yes.
I looked at the forecast, Bill. You're like this. Next week, I saw like low 60s all week.
That's happiness. I'll tell you right now, I'm happy on Friday for the big event at Pender when they're expecting probably 8,000 to 10,000 people showing up for it. And
10,000 at Pender?
Yeah.
$10,000?
But anyway, it's going to be a great event. But the weather that day is like mid-80s.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great because that way it'll be crisp a little bit at night. But honestly, my dad's going to be there. I don't need it in the 30s night. I don't need that weather.
Is Street Legal going to be there?
Street Legal is not going to be there. That would be incredible to top it off with that. It would, yeah.
What happened? Pender, there's a reunion and there's some kind of dedication to the field?
No, it's just a honoring of everyone who's ever played on this field before they moved to the new field.
Oh,
it's going to be
So this is the old field. Yes.
Wow, that's a big deal.
And we're all on the sidelines. Again, there's probably a special section for the all-conference players, but I don't know where that's exactly.
All-conference QBs.
All-conference QBs, please file.
Special.
Can the all-conference quarterbacks please report to the 50?
And we're getting a special picture taken, too. So at halftime, for about 30 years, everyone at halftime, you exit out of the 50-yard line, you went underneath, there's like a rope there, a wire there, you went underneath where people just stood to watch the game.
A wire.
And you went in between the stands, and right there, there's a house right there, the Von Sagren house.
Wow.
And you went to the Von Sagren garage, and there was chairs set up in there. That's where halftime was in the Von Sagren garage. And so everyone who ever went to the Von Singer garage is going to go over for a photo.
The house is right there?
It's right there, yeah.
It's still there.
Carolyn's still alive. Yeah, absolutely.
We need some photos from Friday, Bill. Yeah.
There'll be a lot of photos.
We want photos in the group chat.
I think my dad's going to be first or second oldest to ever play. He's almost 90. Mm-hmm. So he played there. He graduated in 53. So he played there in 1952, and dad will be there. And then he coached there in the 70s and the 80s. So he's going to be like, they'll announce everyone from the 50s, and then he'll stay, and then he'll get announced. And he gets announced again with the 70s, and he gets announced again with the 80s.
Wow.
So
this is the Pendragons.
Pendragons.
Is it just the Dragons, or is it the Pendragons?
Oh, come on.
I don't want to get into some sort of an altercation.
What kind of question was that?
That was the question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That was bad.
The Pender Pendragons are the only ones that exist in the entire world.
I was bothered by that. I'm not from Pender.
Wait a second.
That's the most annoying thing you've ever said in your life. It is. That's a lot. That's a lot for me.
I thought it could be just the Dragons.
No.
Are you going to throw hands, Bill?
I'm going to throw hands on this one.
Gold Gloves Boxer. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, it's P.
We didn't play C2 team.
Capital D. We're C1. C1.
And we didn't go down that low.
We didn't play you either because you weren't playing football.
Ooh. Yeah. So no football.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me, we wanted a piece of Columbus. Anytime.
Oh,
anytime. You want some? You want a
piece of Tom Nelson?
Yeah.
Bring on the Discoverers, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
You want a piece of Kwapnoski?
Let's dance.
Quapper. Come on.
All right. 464-5685, call or text as always. I was doing a little research yesterday because, again, bye week. No games weekend for Nebraska. We all know that.
Okay,
but
Jake.
I was doing a little mid-season look at the potential college football playoff for CBS Sports.
Yeah.
And here's who they have, again, if the season ended today or how they project this to go down as the year goes on.
Okay.
Here's the 12 teams at CBS Sports said they believe will be in the playoffs.
And this is the way they're seeded, right?
And so the first four teams are the automatic bid of winning the conference.
I guess,
Number one, Ohio State winning the Big Ten.
Okay.
Number two, Texas, SEC champ.
Okay.
Three, Clemson, the ACC champ. Not Miami, but Clemson.
Jump on Clemson. Clemson's playing really well right now.
After that first game, they've looked
a lot better.
They're
playing really well.
Four, the Big 12 champ, BYU.
I don't think they'll win that.
Okay.
So they're seeded four.
If they win the Big 12, they're the four seed.
Automatic bye.
Okay.
Or they're a top four seed. Then you have the at-large, Georgia.
These are at-large.
Yep. Georgia 5, Oregon 6, Tennessee 7, Penn State 8, Miami 9, Iowa State 10, Alabama 11, and Boise State 12. So in this potential look at the matchup, the first round matchup would be Boise State against Georgia, the 12 versus the 5.
Mm-hmm.
Bama, Oregon, Iowa State, Tennessee, and Miami, Penn State. You're a potential look at the playoff midway through the season.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. I could be all wet on this, but if I asked a lot of people, if I asked my brother, if I asked Adam, explain the college football playoff to me, I still don't think a lot of people know how it works. I don't think a lot of people. What would you say right now? Who qualifies? If you ask somebody on the street, who qualifies for this 12-team playoff? Explain it to me.
Well, there's only five automatics. Basically, you have every championship of the Big Four, and then one at
group
large.
Five,
the problem with the group of five is that is a judgment call that is called by the committee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the part that's still very hard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets. Imagine if the NFL right now you just say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all the champions from each league, and then mm-hmm. we're going to have a committee pick the rest of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's bizarro world. And that whole thing is very, very bizarre to this time.
Now, Jake, would you know this? Don't look at this story. So the winner of the four games move on to the college football playoff quarterfinals. Where are those at?
I do not know.
Those are home.
Home games?
No, those are both sides. Both sides.
The first game, the
winner of the teams advance to the quarterfinals.
Okay.
But the first games are at home, right?
Yes.
There's home games,
Boise State would be at Georgia in this scenario.
Yes, between the hedges. Alabama would be at Oregon. Now, think about that, by the way. Alabama at Austin Stadium. Iowa State at Tennessee. God, those would be fabulous.
And Miami at Penn State.
Yeah, fabulous matchups.
FYI, the tight end, Bramer, from
from Pierce, Nebraska, is playing remarkable.
For Iowa State?
Iowa State. We talked about him some last year. An incredible. He is a draft pick tight end. He's really good. Yeah. Playing well.
First name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin Bremer.
Benjamin Bremer from Pierce.
Benito.
Yes. So I guess I asked the question again when it's not a 4-team, it's a 12-team playoff. When does it start getting real for possible contenders? Because when you have four teams, you can't mess up. You have to be one loss at the absolute max in the previous setup of the 4-team playoff. Now,
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
There's probably, likely two, maybe three losses. What do you think? We see a three-loss team in the playoff this year.
You never have.
You never have. You really need to see it, be honest with you. I want to see that.
A three-loss team.
Because there's always, then it just creates hope. But right now, if you stop, we can crunch those numbers. I'll try to look at it today. There's still probably 68 teams alive for these 12 spots.
Yeah,
that's what's alive right now.
Nebraska's alive.
Nebraska, 100% alive. Indiana, alive.
Indiana's 6-0.
Absolutely,
very alive.
Very alive. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot alive.
Michigan, they've lost two. They're still alive. There's Penn State. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are still alive. And
see, Tennessee's the one that you'd look at and say, could they get in? Could they get in with three? They've lost to Arkansas. I think they still got to play Georgia and Alabama. Yeah.
I know they play Alabama for sure. I don't know that
they still play Georgia. I know.
They have Florida this weekend.
Yeah. Could Tennessee, would they be a team that gets in with three? I'm going to tell you something right now. The college football playoff committee is going to be closely scrutinized this year with all of this in mind, especially the SEC and Big Ten. They're going to watch that committee very closely because they think the Big Ten and the SEC, that they should have three or four automatic bids when it goes to 14 teams. Four. They want four automatic bids apiece, the Big Ten and the SEC, which I can't. I'd like to push back on, but I can't. I mean, I think because of those leagues are so strong, there's such a concentration of power, there's so much pressure because of, think of the SEC schedule now, what you're playing. They probably should get four automatic bids when it goes to 14 teams. They probably should. Now, if you're in the ACC or the Big 12, you're saying, "Well, wait a second, really? Both those leagues get four auto bids?" Well,
and that doesn't mean they're done. That just means they have four auto bids. They might get five.
They get five.
That's true. Oh, no, it'll happen.
He's right.
When it gets to 14,
I never thought of that.
Well, right now in this projection, teams, they have four. SEC has four teams in this 12-team projection.
In the projection.
Has three.
Okay.
Midseason.
And right there, they say Ole Miss is not in.
Nope. Ole Miss is not in this 12.
No, yeah. Not in. Not so, in this projection. Yeah. Ohio State's the number one seed.
That's right.
That's going to get interesting. And I think it's really interesting what's going to happen. Everybody, all eyes will be on the committee and how they handle the Big Ten and the SEC. Would they allow a Tennessee in, for instance? And if they don't, the SEC and Big Ten will raise hell. Try to probably get rid of a committee. Say, we don't need a committee. There doesn't need to be a committee to select these teams. going forward. They might eradicate it, but they're going to watch it. I mean, they're going to watch it closely.
You know, if Indiana were to, unfortunately for us, beat Nebraska next Saturday, they're 7-0, and their schedule's not tough. You might start seeing projections of them in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Because Nebraska is not ranked. Indiana right now only plays two ranked teams, Ohio State and Michigan. And you can't tell me that you know that Indiana couldn't beat Michigan.
They'll beat Michigan.
Yeah, they should beat Michigan.
So there's a chance.
Google me.
You know, if they somehow, you know, like I said, they're playing at Indiana against Nebraska. It's going to be a tough game. But if Indiana goes 11-1, they're in.
They have one loss
to Ohio State. They're in.
100%.
Yeah. And so, but my point is, right now, that's what's so exciting is about this is that there's 60 plus teams that are alive right now. You're alive going, okay, like that. Even a Nebraska beat Indiana, lose to Ohio State potentially, and they finish the season with two losses.
Yeah, they're probably in.
They're probably in the playoff. Yeah. And there's not a lot of hard games. You guys can't say, well, it's going to be really hard to beat UCLA.
No.
You can't beat USC. Yeah, you can.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin can't play with them.
Should be Wisconsin,
Iowa,
It's at Iowa, but it wouldn't be.
That's not a
definitely
a,
could win it.
Not a shock or upset. So they're really. That's the excitement right now is that the teams that are in it.
Mm-hmm. The 12th team is a good move, and about the time we get used to the 12th team, there'll be a 14th team.
I have rate stop. I have Bill Searles coming up.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know you were trying to ruin him.
I will
stop. How dare you try to ruin Bill Searles? What's wrong with you?
I will stop. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll get wild and it'll continue that way. I think, Jake, that you have voiced that complaint over the years about this concentration of power at the top. I think it's diminishing. That those teams are still tough. I mean, they're still, Georgia's always going to be tough. Ohio State's always going to be tough. Alabama's always going to be tough. But the players are getting spread out a little bit more. The access to the playoff will help that too. The more teams have access. Bill's talking about 68 teams in the middle of the season are still in the hunt. It's not just, it's just going to be the same
right
four.
Right now, if it was old school, there'd be nine.
See that?
There'd be nine.
See that?
Nine. Highest would be 12, but probably nine teams, right? You say, who's going to be the final four teams? So there's about nine.
That's about a ton.
Because basically, it's like whoever goes to the SEC championship game, they're both in.
Right.
Winners in, losers in, basically.
And I have to say, I kind of agreed with you. I like the SEC so much. I didn't mind those matchups in the national title game if it was Alabama, Georgia. Or I didn't mind Alabama, Clemson. I enjoyed it, those rematches. Jake's looking
you
like at
the
me.
Same thing over and over
was,
again.
He was competitiveness. Looking at me, he was, no, I didn't say that. I just respect the SEC so much.
I respect them, too. I get annoyed by the same matchups all the time.
I know you did. You voiced that.
But I respect them in my annoyance.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's
how changing. How was it? Did you enjoy it when TCU was in there?
No, that sucked.
Why?
Yeah. I thought they didn't put up a fight. They lost 65-7.
65-7.
It was over before it even started.
Yeah.
Game was done.
That's Kirby.
Yeah, blow up. Before we get to break, I was telling people about, I'm not as good as Bill at this, but grain marketing is very important.
Very
important. It's difficult, but it doesn't have to be.
It's a specialty.
If you give Trados a chance, right?
The DOS.
Trados.
Trados.
GOTREDAS.com. They will handle all your grain marketing. Just let them do it. Let them handle it for you. You don't need to do it yourself. Let them handle it for you. Right, Bill?
Absolutely. What do we all lean on here? Specialist. Jake. We lean on Jake. Same thing. No. Yeah. So Jake is our trade-off.
Yes, he is.
He's our trade-off.
He's the specialist.
He's the specialist. He's the one, when we start asking questions, like when I came in on Zoom, I didn't text you. I didn't text, hey, Sip, help me. I just told Ben to be there early. I said, Ben, be there early. I didn't ask him for anything because I knew Jake had it handled.
Right.
Had everything under control.
I could have.
So Jake's
I could have done off. That, by the way.
I heard from Adam Ickes today.
What'd he say?
He texted me this morning. Yeah, he's in the middle of a lot of projects right now because with grain coming in, storage is going on. When's it going to go back out? He's handling all that. He also was, he also texted me to talk about Pat Fisher.
Oh, please talk about that.
Pat Fisher that passed away. He played 17 years in the NFL, obviously a Husker. And what he did, like he talked about, he did everything. He returned kicks, punts. He's played 17 years in the NFL at defensive back.
One of the Fisher boys.
Yes. Incredible. And so, he's, but anyway, so he's up in the morning and he's up getting ready to do his trade-offs work, but he's also following up on the history of college football, which I enjoy.
Isn't it interesting that we have help? Missing Tooth Greg is the one who called me on Louis Tiant. Yeah. Ickes fills you in on Pat Fisher. I did see that on the scroll last night at Planet Fitness. We get help. We get help from Breakers.
Yes. We get help from Jake. Jake carries us, and we know that.
He does.
He's the Adam Schefter of our business. He's Chef.
You can do better than that. He's the Rune Arledge of our business.
Yes, exactly. Rune Arledge.
He ran ABC Sports, Ben. Rune Arledge ran ABC Sports.
Please, if he was an owner, he'd be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Rooney.
Rooney, yes. Or the Hunt family.
Art
the
Rooney.
Chiefs.
Please,
yes.
Please go to GoTradeUs.com. GoTredeUs.com.
Soybeans.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
I tried.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.